Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This week I want to talk about the photographer Galen Rowell. I mentioned last week when we talked about Andre Cortez that there was another photographer that I wanted to talk about this week who had a pretty significant influence on me as a photographer, and that person was Galen. There were a couple of things about Galen that really had a big influence for me. One of which is he's the kind of key component of my creating my bucket list of photographers I wanted to meet, and I'll talk about that in a second, why I think that's important for photographers to have. But beyond that, he was a huge influence in my understanding of photography and my connection to outdoor photography in a meaningful way. One of the great things about Galen, one of the reasons I found him, was he was an avid mountaineer and climber. And so early in my life, I was really interested in rock climbing and mountaineering. And so I came across Galen's work through that avenue in many ways, as much as I did through his photography and through his writing. He was also a writer for Outdoor Photographer. And that was really where I was, I think, really made my strongest connection with him initially was through the writing he did, because it was a very introspective way of talking about photography, way to talk about how photographs really impact us, how we need to create more interesting and visionary type photography. So that ability of his to translate from kind of an abstract idea into the written word was really influential on me and the way I went about creating my own photography. Galen started his photography career when he was in his early 30s. He'd always been, an avid mountaineer and outdoor person. He's actually recorded over 100 first ascents. He was based and lived in Bishop, California, so he spent a lot of time in the eastern Sierra Nevadas and in the Sierra Nevada mountain range around Yosemite. He holds the record at the time for the oldest person to climb El Capitan in one day when he was 57. He was the first person to circumnavigate Denali on a set of skis. He had the first one-day ascent of Denali. So he had a huge, huge interest in the outdoors. And I think that was one of the things that really drove a lot of his sense of awe and wonder in his own photography, was he was so interested in being out there and engaged with nature rather than just observing nature. And I think that's one of the things that was compelling about his writing as well that he talks about, is that we have to get past just the observational aspect. If we want to create truly visionary photographs and truly interesting photographs, we have to get much more engaged with them. He oftentimes referred to landscape photography and to meaningful landscape photographs as being much more dynamic with a sense of tension, and that you always had to be on the move because of the fast-changing nature of light. You had to always be willing to push yourself to move and anticipate and drive to really create that compelling image in a way that nobody else had. And I think that's something for me that I have to really stay focused on and conscious of in my own work, is that it's really easy to kind of get set up and anticipate what you think is going to happen, and realizing that the light may shift, the moment may shift, and you have to be willing to quickly move and adapt to that, I think is one of the many lessons I got from him. Like I said, there were a number of different ways I kind of got connected with Galen, whether it was through the mountaineering, the writing, and the photography. But I think the strongest way when I really got connected was in 2001, he released a book called The Inner Game of Outdoor Photography, which was a culmination of a lot of the essays he had written for Outdoor Photographer, slightly tweaked, slightly rewritten, but kind of grouped together and really were the cornerstone of the philosophy of how I think he approached not just his photography, but how he approached his way of seeing and how he approached his way of experiencing the world. And that book had a huge influence on me as a photographer. It's had a huge influence on me as an instructor, as a person, because he really spent a lot of time diving deep into beyond just the technical elements of photography, beyond just the gear aspects of photography, to really try to get towards that, what he called the visionary aspect of photography. In the preface of that book, he really brings up, I think, an interesting point. One of the things he says is that cameras capable of making great photographs have become commonplace these days, but photographers have not. While technical innovations have made photography an even easier in recent decades, the art of producing images that other people will care about has become even more formidable. The apparent paradox is due to rising expectations in a culture where we are surrounded by a growing number of sophisticated images every day of our lives. So this is really even before the onset of digital imagery, he was talking about this notion of finding and creating amazing work, finding and creating amazing photographs. I think one of the things he says in that preface as well, I think that is really hones in on an aspect that's important for photographers. And while it's geared towards outdoor photography, I think it's true for every genre and type of photography. He says, today's visionary outdoor photographers are members of a small fraternity of artists, scientists, and philosophers who have lost the certitude of every other creature on the planet that what is sensed in the shape the eye beholds is actually there in that way. The best pictures show us a world different from the one we directly observe, a world that bears an uncanny resemblance to the one that is held in the mind's eye of our memory. And I think that's really one of the interesting aspects of photography, particularly when we think about the type of photography that's seen over and over again. We've seen a lot of landscape photography. We've seen a lot of street photography. But that one that's able to create a and invoke that notion of memory, that invoke that motion of story, I think is commonplace to a lot of great photography. And it's something we all strive for. And that's one of the things that was really, I think, at the cornerstone of what Galen did a lot, was he attempted to really push people to create that more meaningful work, whether it was through a different way of seeing, putting yourself in a different position. One of the things he talks about in one of the essays is, you know, you can walk through a beautiful landscape and you can see beautiful clouds and you can see beautiful flowers, but it takes a person with that visionary scene to create a photograph where those two objects somehow relate to one another within the frame, rather than being held apart by the horizon line. So that sense of, as a photographer, if you're truly seeing and you're truly experiencing the world and you're truly creating an environment that's amazing, it doesn't matter that it's subject matter that's commonplace. It doesn't matter that these are things that we may or may not have seen before. There's a uniqueness and a gift somebody has for creating and telling that story is really, really what defines photographers who have stepped up from photographers who create things within the mundane. One of his other quotes that I love is he says, "Let's face it, average looking photographs are boring. Are there exceptions? Not really. The more subtle a successful nature photograph appears, the more conscious effort has usually gone into making it look that way." And I think that's the other piece about Galen that was so amazing, was he was unwilling to let go of the notion that there were happy accidents, that there was just, you got lucky by showing up at the right time, that really good photography was about understanding your own story, understanding the craft, understanding the technical aspects, and pulling all of those things together. And it wasn't an over-reliance on one part. In his writing, if you pick up the book, The Inner Game of Outdoor Photography, you'll see that he was also really interested in making sure that he understood his technical skills and things like that. He writes a lot about different ways to push film, to deal with filters, how to pack gear, whether you're going to Peru or you're going across the street. And that it was that entire experience of a life as a photographer that really drove the experience. And it just wasn't one thing. And I think for a lot of us, we sometimes get myopic on thinking about, oh, there's one aspect of my photography I need to fix, or there's one aspect of my photography I need to focus on, when really there's more of a holistic sense to what really makes a good photographer. And that's one of the great things I took for Galen and his teachings that he left behind for us. I mentioned the bucket list notion early on in the podcast, and one of the things that happened was I had completely, you know, gotten enamored with Galen and his photography and his writing, and really wanted to have a chance to meet him, maybe take a workshop from him or get to sit down and just talk to him about his life in photography. He and his wife, Barbara, and some friends were unfortunately killed in a plane crash in 2002, a small plane crash as they were headed back from a workshop in Alaska. They were on a small plane that crashed in the Sierra Nevadas just outside his home in Bishop. When he passed, I realized that that was going to leave a significant hole in my own photography experience and in my own ability to really reach out and understand photography and learn from people. And so I created my bucket list of photographers. And this, in some ways, may be the greatest gift he gave me, because what I did was sit down and think of all the photographers who I've wanted to meet, photographers who I wanted to learn from, who I wanted to take a workshop from. And from that list, I've been able to successfully reach out and either attend workshops, conferences, have interviews, dinners, whatever, with a number of different photographers, and have a chance to really learn and experience what it means for them to be a great photographer, how they actually live their life in photography. And that's been a huge difference. So whether it's, you know, getting to meet Bill Allard, Jay Mazel, Joe McNally, Mary Ellen Mark, Todd Hedo, you know, the list goes on. There's just been a huge number of photographers who've had such an influence on me, and to have a chance to reach out, you know, to get to work with John Paul Caponegro, to get to meet his dad, Paul. Those different people have had shaped and formed so much of my own photography. It's been great to actually get out and interact with them and learn from them, I think, in a one-on-one basis. And that's really, I think, one of the great gifts that Galen left for me, even though it was a lesson I had to learn the hard way. And unfortunately, with Galen's passing, I never got to meet him. Realizing that, you know, life really is precious, and these people who influence us as artists, these people who influence us in our craft, influence us in our technical learning, if we want to interact with those people, we want to meet those people, we want to learn from those people, we have to make sure we do that as soon as possible. Just like any moment in life is precious, there's an opportunity here where if you don't reach out, those moments may pass. I think it's great we have so much of Galen's writings left behind, because we do get to learn so much from him. I would encourage you, highly encourage you, no matter what kind of photographer you are, to pick up The Inner Game of Outdoor Photography. Galen was such an articulate writer, and he was so open and had such a great way of explaining about how photography works, about why it's meaningful, about how we create photographs that really, really matter to us, that I would encourage you to read it. And even if you're, like I said, if you're doing fashion, if you're doing wedding photography, I think you could learn a lot by just substituting whatever your kind of photography is for the word outdoor. I just want to leave you with one last two kind of thoughts from Galen, which I think are really interesting. One is, we all take pictures to communicate what's important in our lives. Most of us carry around images of our spouses and children, our vacations, and unusual scenes we've witnessed because pictures speak louder than words. We sense their symbolic power to communicate what's meaningful in our lives and to validate the imagery of our memory bank of life, as if the images on paper are somehow a part of us. And I think that's such a great and beautiful way to think about photographs, to think about why we value photography so much, is it really does create such an amazing experience for us to look back and experience those photographs in that way. And the final thought that I want to leave you with from Galen is that photographs that we call powerful or dramatic communicate the photographer's passion as surely as they represent natural features. A photographer who is able to communicate intention consistently is said to have a creative style. And I think that goes back to a lot of people as you're developing your own photography, as you're starting to get a sense of your style. I think a lot of times it does go back to that intention. It does go back to that purpose of the creation and that moment where you're able to overlay who you are as an individual into the artwork to create really meaningful work. So I hope I've given you a little insight into Galen and kind of how his influence has shaped me. And I hope I have encouraged you to go out and, you know, find your own bucket list of photographers, your own people who you learn from, and know that you can reach out to them and learn from them, I think, in a meaningful way. Also know that in many ways, your own photography shapes other people's experience. So don't hesitate if somebody calls and asks you about what it's like to be a photographer and how you create your images to give them that time, because I think it's important as a community we all share with one another how we're learning, how we're growing, and how we're developing. You can always find us up on iTunes or give us a ranking there. We'd appreciate that. You can find us up on the Google Podcast Store as well. Or you can always find us on the website at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and we'll see you next time.